Turning now to Nicola, our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. And we're going to get back to it because we read it once many moons ago. The letters that Nicola wrote on the eve as London was being bombed, trying to stop the bombing of London. And I'm going to be continuing to ask you, who do you believe, Nicola or those 10,000 global statesmen who want to run us ad infinitum? Beginning chapter 17, the great radio controversy. Errors once committed to print are stubborn, and my interjection, or stated neutrally, physical books matter on this. Power obsesses. We know for sure this on our end. As we've noted, the power guy's determination to remove physical texts that threaten them. An instance of this is suggested by, and we referred to this in the show just prior to the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, a death I consider suspicious, and recall no autopsy was done. As I suspect, he would have supported the right of the people to abolish a government, a state, that got in the way of the people's right to pursue happiness. Use of torture and murder by EMF to eliminate dissent qualifies the state that does this to be so deemed. I think we can agree. An instance of the global statesman's obsession with destroying physical texts that threaten them, I believe, is evidenced by the removal of Sebastian de Grazia's Of Time, Work, and Leisure from the Berkeley Public Library. This is a book that argues for the need for we the people in the U.S. to begin to claim our right to leisure, not as a break from coerced work, but as the basis of a new world that we determine for ourselves. Continuing, errors once committed to print are stubborn. With respect to the invention of radio, they have permeated many reference sources. And I have to interject again with regard to this suggestion that events that reinforce or further the Plato's tribesmen's plans occur by happenstance, we beg to differ. Continuing, with respect to the invention of radio, they have permeated, that's the passive voice I was referring to with that comment, they have permeated many reference sources, histories of science, scientific biographies, and popular journals. The confusion, partly caused by Tesla himself, and I ask how? No doubt we'll soon find out. Continuing, was officially cleared up in 1943, which is the year of Nikola's death. And of course, officially cleared up means not cleared up at all. Despite Christopher Fry's funny line in The Ladies Not for Burning, another instance of times, dreams, or preoccupations in one's childhood revealing a concept of time that is not discussed in the media, not taught us in school. We're not encouraged to think about that. But what is official is a line in that play, is incontestable. When I was a green beginner, a teenager, I listened to the Richard Chamberlain, Eileen Atkins. When I was a green beginner, and that's a reference to Mother Courage, played by Bertolt Brecht. I listened to the Richard Chamberlain, Eileen Atkins performance of this play until the cassette tape wore out. And my son told me recently, he once tried to actually get that for me as a DVD and was not able to. It doesn't exist, apparently. Although he said he found very brief clips on YouTube. Continuing, the confusion was officially cleared up in 1943 when the U.S. Supreme Court reversed an initial finding in Marconi's favor to rule that Tesla had anticipated all other contenders with his fundamental radio patents. And Margaret's note reads, June 21st, 1943. And I have to interject a little bit into her note by saying that In a later chapter, we learn that early on the morning of January 8, Alice Monahan, a maid, ignored the sign and entered the apartment to find the inventor dead in bed, his face, his sunken, emaciated face composed. And by the way, emaciation is one of the results of extreme EMF assault over time. I suspect that the power guys turned on him, his own invention. Continuing. Assistant medical examiner H.W. Wernbly examined the body, placed the time of death at 10:30 p.m. on January 7, 1943, and gave his opinion that the cause of death had been coronary thrombosis. Tesla had died in his sleep, and the examiner noted that he had found no suspicious circumstances. That's apparently what they're going to say with all EMF deaths when they are afraid that we might have to actually parse those results carefully. And now that we have some of the physical results of EMF's assault to look for, until that had developed, they used the standard no suspicious circumstances. That's what they said with the death of Antonin Scalia. The inventor was 86, and as with all cases of folks who are older, that is by definition plausible deniability. You know, if you get over a certain age, they don't even have to worry about people looking for EMF until, I mean, we haven't made it a thing to look for yet. We have to somehow include those physical consequences among the suspicious circumstances to look for. The inventor was 86 years of age. Kenneth Nswezi was notified at once, and at 10 o'clock that morning, he telephoned to Dr. Ratto at New York University, King of Yugoslavia, Peter, King Peter's headquarters. Then at 7:45, Fifth Avenue was advised by the professor. Tesla's nephew, Kosanovic, then wartime president of the Eastern and Central European Planning Board for the Balkan countries, also was notified. Then the FBI was called. Swezi and Kosanovic summoned a locksmith, and Tesla's safe was opened and the contents examined. But recall, please, that by 1902, the U.S. state, and listen to our earlier shows when we read this part, the U.S. state had already stolen the most important of Nikola's inventions. Recall those parties, those invitations to scientists all over the world who had a good old time on Nikola's dime. And I'm talking about his blood, sweat, and tears, and the grief and sorrow and stress they caused him for a lifetime. Once they had got everything they wanted out of him, they all sort of just dropped out. The U.S. state and all the financial and industrial big wigs had no use for him after that. Come on, guys, we know this. We know how power operates. You know, you are their favorite. I don't have a metaphor, help me. I mean, you are the it. When you got what they want, and they want to get it from you. After that, see ya, don't need ya. And then EMF blast, hurry up, leave. Anywho, so by 1902, the U.S. state had already stolen the most important of Nikola's inventions. So let's break here and return to chapter 17 and Margaret's appended note on the Supreme Court decision to reverse its earlier finding that had bestowed Inventor of Radio Award on Marconi.